There is a quiet habit that most people carry without ever noticing it. When someone else is speaking, we are often not fully listening. We are preparing our reply, preparing our opinion, preparing the next sentence that will bring the conversation back to us. Even when we nod, even when we say, "I understand," part of the mind is already moving ahead, organizing words that have not yet been spoken. And because of that, something subtle is lost. We hear the sound of words, but we do not always receive their meaning. Speaking feels natural. It gives us presence. It allows us to express ourselves, to shape how others see us, to participate actively in a moment. Speaking feels like movement. Listening, on the other hand, feels like stillness. And stillness is often uncomfortable. It requires patience. It requires restraint. It requires allowing a moment to exist without immediately adding to it. In a world that encourages expression, speed, and reaction, listening can feel like doing less. But in reality, listening, when done fully, is one of the most active things you can do. True listening begins when you stop trying to respond. Not permanently, but temporarily. When you set aside the need to speak next, your attention shifts. You are no longer dividing your focus between hearing and preparing. You are simply receiving. And in that state, something changes. You begin to notice more. Not just the words, but the spaces between them. The pauses. The hesitation. The slight change in tone when something matters more than it is being said directly. People rarely communicate everything through language alone. Much of what they feel is carried in the way they speak. Not just in what they say. Listening allows you to hear both. Most people do not speak because they want to share information. They speak because they want to be understood. And understanding requires more than hearing words. It requires attention without interruption. It requires presence without judgment. It requires patience without urgency. When someone feels truly listened to, they begin to relax. Their sentences become clearer. Their thoughts become more organized. Their emotions become easier to express. Not because they changed, but because the space around them changed. Listening creates that space. There is a quiet generosity in listening. It is a way of saying, without words, you are allowed to exist here fully. No need to rush. No need to be perfect. No need to make everything clear immediately. In that kind of space, people often reveal more than they expected to. They speak more honestly. They pause without fear. They trust the moment. This kind of listening is rare. And because it is rare, it is deeply valuable. In many conversations, what happens is not truly listening, but alternating. One person speaks while the other waits. Then the roles switch. Words move back and forth, but understanding remains shallow. These are conversations that move quickly but leave little behind. Listening changes that pattern. It slows the exchange. It allows meaning to settle. It transforms conversation from something that passes through people into something that connects them. Listening also changes something inside you. When you stop rushing to respond, your own thoughts begin to quiet. You are no longer competing with the moment. You are part of it. And when you do speak, your words are different. They are not rushed. They are not reactive. They are not shaped by the pressure to respond quickly. They come from understanding. And because of that, they carry more weight. Listening does not mean agreement. It does not mean you accept everything you hear. It simply means you allow the other person to be fully heard before forming your response. This creates clarity. Without listening, responses are often based on assumptions. With listening, responses are grounded in reality. Understanding first, then responding. This simple shift changes everything. There is also a quiet calm that comes from listening deeply. When you are not focused on what to say next, there is less tension. The conversation becomes something you experience rather than something you manage. You are not trying to control it. You are allowing it. And in that allowance, pressure disappears. Many times, people do not need advice. They do not need solutions. They do not need to be corrected. They need to be heard. When someone feels heard, something inside them settles. The need to repeat, to explain again, to defend, these begin to fade. Listening resolves more than speaking sometimes can. Silence also changes when you learn to listen. Silence no longer feels like something that needs to be filled. It becomes part of the conversation. A pause where thoughts gather. A moment where meaning deepens. Not every silence is empty. Some silences are necessary. They give words time to breathe. In a world filled with noise, notifications, conversations, opinions, listening becomes a quiet form of presence. It requires intention. It requires slowing down. It requires choosing attention over reaction. But in that choice, something meaningful appears. Connection. Understanding. Clarity. When you truly listen, you begin to notice that conversations are not just about exchanging information. They are about sharing experience. And experience cannot be rushed. It unfolds slowly, in words, in pauses, in moments of silence. Listening allows that unfolding to happen. Over time, people will notice. They may not say it directly, but they will feel it. They will feel that they can speak more openly with you, that they do not need to perform or filter themselves as much, because they trust that you are not just hearing them. You are listening. And sometimes, after truly listening, you will realize something unexpected. Not everything needs a response. Not everything needs to be solved. Sometimes the most meaningful thing you can offer is your presence, your attention, your willingness to stay without interrupting. Listening is not the absence of speaking. It is the foundation of it. Because when you listen first, your words become fewer, but more real, more precise, more honest. In a world where everyone is trying to be heard, choosing to listen is a quiet act of depth. It slows time. It deepens connection. It transforms ordinary conversations into something more human. And in that quiet exchange, something simple but powerful appears. Two people, not trying to outspeak each other, not rushing to respond, not competing for attention. Just present. Just aware. Just listening.